Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you're top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suce un sac de bique.
Oh, spiders!
You know, when you eat things with tiny spoons, it's less calories.
Mm-hmm. My mouth wasn't full of brownie at all.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
We are on a roll, man.
Yeah.
We got our shit together.
Look at us.
You're over every week.
Boom.
Our listeners are not going to know what to do with themselves.
They're none of them are listening.
Craziness. They think it's a month between episodes, and they're going to log in to whatever they download their podcasting things from and be like, what? I missed 6 episodes.
Yep, you did, you dumb motherfucker.
So excited for stuffing our faces.
Dude.
And our fabulous drinks. And this weekend!
We've got the diabetes special going on here tonight. Let's talk about our snacks, and then we'll talk about Florida real quick. So, Shannon, tell us about the drinks you made for us real quick.
I saw like one of those crazy tasty videos on my friend's Facebook the other day. And I was like, I literally think I have all of that in my house.
Nice, nice.
So they are caramel apple mimosas,
mm-hmm.
which just means it's a bunch of alcohol topped off with champagne.
Yeah, that's what it means. When you mimosa something, that just means you champagned it.
You champagned it. What it is we did caramel apple vodka. Remember, we're drinking caramel apple vodka every week this month.
Yep.
And then I did the Simply Apple juice, which tastes like cider, because Maggie's a cider snob, and rightfully so, honestly.
I grew up in Dexter, where they have the fancy, delicious cider mill.
Yeah. And I'm stuck, you know, in a town with crappy store-bought cider, so.
I can't help it. I was just raised that way.
I know. I love the unfiltered shit, too, so.
Honestly, this is good, though. I mean, I wouldn't.
That's why I like the Simply apple juice, because I feel like it's unfiltered apple juice.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it tastes like cider.
It does have a similar flavor to cider. I've gotten that before when I haven't had cider as an option, and I've never been disappointed.
So it's vodka, cider, and champagne.
Lovely.
And then I rimmed the glasses.
You did what now?
I rimmed jobbed the glasses with caramel.
Yeah.
Not caramel. Caramel.
Yeah, we're from the fucking Midwest and we say caramel.
Caramel. And then cinnamon sugar on top of the caramel.
That's really good. I keep on looking at that. That's real nice.
We can re-rim your job.
Yeah, please. I'm gonna need a more rim job, please.
More rim job, please. That is going in our intro. More rim job, please.
It also,
right next to girl, you are top shelf vagina.
More rim job, please. Also, though, it is good. It's a great episode title.
So I haven't had a sip yet. Oh yeah,
more rim jobs.
Love it. I'm gonna have to remember that.
Well, hopefully you'll listen to it and write it down, right? Don't you re-listen to them while you're editing shit?
Yeah, usually I'll listen to them in the car.
Yeah,
and make a note.
More.
If there's any like crazy gaps, I actually have not been editing and taking things out.
We haven't been gapping
as much
very
as
much.
I used to.
Yeah, we haven't been gaping as much since we're taking it there. Rim jobs, anal, gaping, it's all right there.
Our gaping has been minimal.
Yeah.
We are still doing a lot of ums and ups.
It's never. Yeah, the food is gross. We're gross. Whatever, deal with it. So, yeah, and then, okay.
This is delicious. I'm just going to lick my rim job.
Yeah, you got to get more of that rim job. So, you guys, for food, this is what happened. I had therapy today, but I also had to go pay my rent. So,
it's for your office.
For my office. So, I went to Plum Market and was just going to get some food off the hot bar, right? So, I'm like, great, hot bar food. Here I go. And when I was there, I was like, ooh, I should grab like a dessert. And I was like, oh man, I love the Buenos Aires brownies. And I was like, I'll just get one of those. I'll have that now. And I'll get us this chocolate like cake for later. It's just like a mini chocolate cake. And then I also like really want, I saw it. Like,
it looks like one of those gigantic brownies.
It's not. It's a flourless cake.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yep. And I also bought Sanders mini caramels with covered in chocolate and sea salt. And I didn't eat my brownie with my late lunch. And I just, so we have a brownie that has dulce de leche on the inside. And then we also have a flourless chocolate cake that has like frosting.
It's all the chocolate.
And ganache on top.
Literally all the chocolate.
And mini caramels. So there like we
dark chocolate caramels, dark with chunks of sea salt on it.
Yeah, I gave one to your child earlier when she was asking for some of your caramel. I told her she got one. They're little. These are the little ones. Yeah, so I gave her one mini caramel. I try to buy your child's
love and affection.
I do try to do that. Yeah. So that was I accidentally bought all of that, and now here it is. And we're gonna get the diabetes on. We're gonna do that. It's gonna be lovely.
Diabetes for everyone.
Yes.
Oh my God. Speaking of diabetes.
Yeah, tell me.
Carrie had a unicorn themed birthday party for Tara this weekend.
How old is she now?
9.
Uh-huh.
So she had like fancy fucking fondant unicorn cake, 2-tier, full with a rainbow mane of sugar.
I bet that tasted disgusting. Was it a terrible tasting cake because it looked too pretty?
The fondant is always way too rich for me, so I just peel that shit off.
I hate fondant.
The cake on the inside was delicious, and actually the rainbow hair was delicious.
Oh, nice.
So that was actually a surprise. I thought it was, like, fondant, too, but it was delicious frosting. Of course, they had to cut that shit, which is impossible, which is why chefs hate fondant wedding cakes. If you are a listener and you haven't gotten married yet, do not, for the love of God, get a fondant cake.
Yeah, they look pretty and that's it.
That is it.
They
are a piece of shit to cut. Chefs hate cutting them. They're too thick on the outside and then too crumbly on the inside, and they plate like shit.
Yeah, they look terrible.
And so people get like a mound of mushed up cake and they're like, what the fuck? And so it reflects bad on the chef of the place that you're hosting the wedding, because he had to cut that shit.
Yeah.
You know what the best wedding cake is?
Sheet cake.
Sheet cake.
Yeah.
Costco.
That's literally
Kroger.
Literally what my friend had for her wedding was Costco sheet cake, and I had one of each of the flavors. Yep.
Jenny had Costco sheet cake.
Did she?
I did too.
Did you?
Oh, no. We didn't have cake.
Oh, yeah.
We skipped cake, but we had dessert.
If you guys don't remember this, I bring it up all the time. I missed Shannon's wedding.
She had swine flu.
I had this. And that's how I remember what year you guys were married, as I say, I had the swine of 09. So then I remember. I remember that. I had swine flu and I missed Shannon's wedding. I was so sick that whole autumn.
They had a unicorn pinata.
Yeah.
That buckets of candy fell out of, and they put candy, and everyone had a bag with their name on it, so they stuffed the bag full of candy. So I have a bag full of sugar candy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Starburst, Sweethearts, all the fruit flavored sugar candy.
Yum.
A big ass bag of that. Then cake.
Yeah.
And God knows what else. Oh, and then the craft was to make unicorn sprinkles. I really wasn't sure what this was about. But I have 2 huge, tastefully simple size shakers full of sprinkles and candy in my closet right now.
Shannon, what does my face look like?
Like, what the fuck?
My eyes are so big right now where I'm just like, what? Why?
And then after cake, Carrie made unicorn milkshakes. So it was strawberry milkshakes that they put whipped cream on top.
Uh-huh.
And then stuck a sugar cone in it, like a horn, and then had a unicorn face for the straw.
Okay, you could do, like, other crafts that were not sugar. You could do other, like, there are many other unicorn options.
Literally, like, thanks for the diabetes, man.
Yes, seriously.
Catherine can't eat any of that. I don't know what we're going to do when we go trick-or-treating. Like, she legit wants her candy, and I'm like, you're not allowed to eat it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How much did she get last year? We had some.
Yeah, we went and we did the firehouse, which was a significant amount. And we went to Greenfield Village also, which was a significant amount, because we each get a piece of candy as you walk through Greenfield Village. And I literally just threw a bunch of that away the other week. So we hadn't even eaten all of last year's Halloween candy, and now I gotta go through all that shit again.
My mom had a thing where, like, if I hadn't eaten it by Thanksgiving, it got thrown away.
It was in a bucket on top of the fridge. Honestly, yeah. We just kind of forgot it.
No, for sure. I didn't think that you guys were eating through it that whole time.
I think what we're going to do this year is my sword school's having fancy fight night on Halloween, because Halloween's on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to get dressed up in our fancy clothes each other up this year.
Uh-huh.
Really looking forward to that. We've been talking about doing that for years. And Catherine's school's doing trunk or treat on, like, Monday.
I totally thought it was trump or treat before when you said that. Trunk. And I was like, that sounds terrible. I don't want to
sounds
trump.
Sounds like a drinking game.
I don't want to trump or treat at all.
Like, you know, the devil's
triangle. He said it's like quarters, but with only three cups and a triangle. Shannon's shaking her head. If you don't know what we're talking about, get on the level, guys. Get on the level.
Get on the level. I know you know what we're talking about, so we're not even going to...
Did you know that a
dignify boof, it?
Did you know that boof means fart now? Dude.
It means flatulence.
It means flatulence. Even I knew devil's triangle. I was actually not aware of boof before as a
slang term. Made sense to me. I fell for fart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that sounds reasonable.
It does.
Since he was a teenager in the 80s, like, that sounded reasonable to me.
Yeah, same. But then I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and it told me otherwise. But I knew what a devil's triangle was.
Ralph Garman signs at the end of every podcast for the Ralph Report. He says, "Love you, mean it, bye." And so he started signing his emails LMB,
mm-hmm.
which someone then Googled. And they were like, "Why are you telling me to lick your balls, Ralph?" So now that's the joke. Like, people will sign LMB.
Yeah.
And, like, either love you, mean it, bye, or lick my balls. That's so funny. I wrote him today, and he wrote me back. He was like, "Thanks for the info. I'm going to read this."
Aw.
Apparently, there was someone who just finished their PhD,
mm-hmm.
did her dissertation on Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Russian troll bots.
Interesting.
And how the Russians fucked with the... perceived perception of how good The Last Jedi was.
Really?
Yes. So what he did was he looked at a very specific time frame, mm-hmm. after the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
He only looked at the tweets that were sent to the director of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to figure out through math and statistics that 51% of the negative comments sent to him directly were Russian bots.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
So I said, Scott heard it on The Riff this morning. Dave, mm-hmm. and Chuck were talking about it. So not only have the Russians, like, are they fucking with our politics, yeah. they're fucking with our culture.
That is unforgivable.
That is unforgivable. That is unforgivable. Like, you don't fuck with Star Wars. You don't fuck with our movies. You don't fuck with Marvel. You don't fuck with our music. You can fuck with our politics all you want, but don't fuck with our culture.
I really liked The Last...
Kind of being a little sarcastic there.
Right.
Okay.
I actually liked The Last Jedi, and everybody was talking about how much they hated it, and I was
But they were Russian bots, actually.
Am I wrong?
I thought Solo was amazing, too. And I'm like,
Solo.
I don't know why everyone's hating on Solo. So Ralph has talked several times specifically about, when did geek culture become such haters? Why have they become such trolls on the internet? I don't understand this. The geekdom and fandom I grew up in was open and loving and accepting, and now they are just a bunch of jaded trolls hiding behind their computers, leaving nasty comments behind.
And here's the thing, too, that, like, you know, anytime there's a person of color, there's a woman, there's a, like, mm-hmm. anybody who's not a white, straight man, they lose their fucking collective minds about... Shannon, who was on Star Trek, not The Next Generation, talking about the original? There's woman of color. A gay man. Like, there was so much representation.
Gene Roddenberry was super progressive in his 1970s casting.
Like, there was, yeah.
Star Trek.
And you want to know what's funny, too? It's a really interesting...
I mean, not that they didn't take a lot of shit, because they still took a lot of shit.
Right.
On set as well as off set.
But, like, regardless, my point is...
you know, Shatner.
Because he's a dick.
He's still a dick.
But this kind of, like, freaking out about having... like, it's fucking space. Like, how the fuck do you know what kind of people there are?
Right.
In space.
Right.
They're all going to be white American straight men. That's everybody in space is going to be white man from the United States who only fucks women. Is that, that's where we're going with this, huh?
Right.
You fucking morons.
So the moral of the story is it's all Russian bots.
Oh, God. Can we just blow up Russia already?
So Jesus Christ.
I didn't say that. Hello, NSA. How are you?
I found the legit article. I downloaded it in a PDF. I emailed it to Ralph. I was like, here's the cliff notes if you don't want to read the article, because it is a scientific article, so it's a little dry. And he wrote back. He was like, thanks, I'll look into that. Which he gets a ton of emails every day. He's never answered me. Ever. I email him all the time.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I email him like 4 times a year.
It's okay. It's all
every November to get him to try to sing happy birthday to you via David Bowie. I'm going on my 3rd or 4th year in a row this year of asking.
It will happen.
And every year for my own birthday. And, oh, he read our email when we went out to LA with with Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're getting diabetes. Halloween's coming. I'm going to do trunk or treat at Catherine's preschool, which means we get to give out, I'm going to be that mom and give out apples to the children and Pure Romance goodie bags to the moms. But the trick will be the apple. The treat will be the $50 gift card for them to book a party with me.
I love it. I love it.
So I think I'm the only Pure Romance mom there, so I should be able to hopefully schedule a few parties and clean up.
I just saw this on the internet, and I'm going to read it to you, because I just saw this.
Should we save it for internet thing of the week?
No, I have some funnier things for internet thing of the week. Feminists say that if they walk around naked and get raped, it's not their fault. Let me ask you this. If you owned a bank and left the doors wide open with no security and you got robbed in the middle of the night, is it the robber's fault or yours? Literally the robber's fault. They walked in and took something that wasn't theirs. They knew pretty well that they shouldn't steal things. What argument are you even trying to prove? And then this girl. This girl's
a free-for-all.
My hero. Also, can we stop equating women with inanimate possessions in an attempt to show their value and worth? Jesus fucking Christ. I'm not a bank with the doors left open. I'm not a car parked in a bad neighborhood. I'm not a shiny wristwatch or a purse left unattended. I'm a fucking human being. I am not a consumable good. I am not here for the taking. And if your minuscule brain can't wrap around that concept, don't confuse yourself by thinking that your opinion is in any way valuable or worth sharing. And then this goes,
it's time for Maggie Rance. It's time for Maggie Rance.
This girl took us to church.
A guy wrote that.
Yeah. So there's that. I forced you to watch Big Mouth. Jesus Christ.
I loved it.
I knew you would.
It was dirty though.
It's really raunchy.
It is something you want to show your children, and then they say something so raunchy and horrible, you're like, oh my God, no. I don't want to have to explain that to my 13-year-old.
Yeah, I said that to my dad when I was watching it the first time. I said, I want all my students to watch this, and also none of them should watch this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so enjoyable, and I love the hormone monstrous. I mean, that's why I have her as my avatar now on Netflix. Like, mm-hmm. I feel her.
We went out to dinner the other night, mm-hmm. went to the Coney, because you can literally get everything at the Coney.
Yeah.
From stir fry to breakfast to whatever deep fried bullshit you want. Because it was Cheryl and Tina and Scott, Catherine, and I. And no one wanted to eat the same thing.
Right.
So Scott's like, let's go to the Coney. They have everything. And I was like, you're brilliant. So we went to GameStop afterwards, and they have a wall full of Pop figures. And I stumbled upon the short guy from Big Mouth. Is it Kevin? The one who hasn't hit puberty yet.
I mean, all I can think is Kroll, so it's 100% not Kevin.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the main characters. And then I flipped over it's the Nick. Box. Nick.
Because yeah. it's Nick Kroll.
Yeah.
So and Nick. Nikki.
Yeah. Nick. Yes. Nikki. Because he tells his mom, stop calling me Nikki. Nikki.
I just want to put you back up inside me. Right. You smell like fresh buttered baby.
It's going to be me and Catherine. So I flipped over the box.
Yeah.
And you can get the two guys and the two hormone monsters. And so I started looking because you can tell by the tops of the boxes what's inside. And I'm fucking short though. So
yeah.
I can't see all the boxes. I can't reach the top shelf. So I asked the store people if they have any in stock because they can look it up. And they're like, we have one hormone monstrous left. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go find it. And I fucking found her.
Amazing.
So I have the hormone monstrous pop up on my mantle right now.
When you were buying it, I was like, I'm a little sad she's not getting me one.
I couldn't decide if I wanted to give it to you or keep it for myself. No, and I decided to keep it for
you
myself.
You should keep it for yourself. It's spectacular.
I can get you one from Amazon.
You deserve her. Actually, we might have changed our mind on Amazon.
Oh, yeah? Did he give everyone raises?
Yes.
Like double their money?
The minimum wage at Amazon is going to be $15 now.
That's
for
nice.
Anybody
that's
in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do I have to go back to Amazon now? I mean, I don't have to do anything.
Well, are they going to be able to piss?
Yeah, that part is bad still, too.
Like, that's more of a the culture thing, I always thought, than the pay thing. I mean, though the pay thing was still pretty low and bad.
I mean, it was the pay thing that made me stop shopping, you know, the way that they were getting all these breaks and stuff. That was what made me stop shopping at Walmart.
Yeah.
I was like, the Waltons are evil, and they don't deserve my money. I guess Jeff Bezos is still kind of evil and doesn't deserve my money. God damn it.
He could afford to give everyone $30 an hour and still be a billionaire.
Oh, fuck yeah, he could. I honest to God think he's trying to be the first trillionaire. Like, I think that's his goal. So he can be the first one.
What are you going
to
do with all that money?
You can't. Nobody should. I honestly don't think that anybody should be allowed to be a billionaire.
No.
You know how there's a minimum wage? We should have a maximum wage.
Everything else goes to charity. You pay it forward, man. Trickle down.
Trickle down. Just like when I pee on myself. Sorry, I don't know why that came out of my mouth.
Because it was trickling down your leg.
It's trickling down my leg.
Trickle down economics.
Trickle down.
Voodoo economics.
Yeah. So I actually have an anti-rec, right? So we were recommending
stuff.
Big Mouth because it's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I got the hormone monstrous. I can't decide if I'm just going to put her on my mantle when I'm hormonal, like, you know, once a month.
Yeah, so you can warn everybody.
So I can just warn everyone or leave her up there all the time as a reminder to watch your shit.
Yeah.
Or build an altar to her.
I mean, I think she would like the altar. I really do.
I'm pretty sure she would too. So I think I might have to put up a Twitter poll.
Maury, you can keep your dicks at my house. I'll give you a drawer. Maury.
So you had an anti-recommendation?
I do. Don't watch Maniac. It's fucking stupid. It's like every art house film you've ever seen. This person was like, I've watched every Kubrick film at least 6 times, and here it is, ejaculated onto the Netflix because they gave me no requirements for this. It was terrible. I just kept watching. It was terrible. I just kept watching it and sort of wishing it would end.
And it was for effect.
And then it finally did. Well, you could just take it out because I started the sentence over on purpose. I did that on purpose deliberately so that you could edit out the point where you dropped your fork on the ground.
Now I can't because you've made it a thing.
You could also take all of this out. You're in charge. Anyway, Maniac. It's stupid. It's so like, that's me masturbating.
How's that go again?
You heard me. That's me. You guys can't see me jerking myself.
I'm going to.
but I was. My giant penis.
I'm going to actively start pulling clips again.
Yeah, please do.
I did. I don't think I did any last year.
Were we not funny for the whole year?
It's possible. I don't know.
Were you just busy having a 3-year-old who was a terrorist?
Yeah, I think I was just busy with a terrorist.
3-year-olds are terrorists.
She's getting a little better. But she's still a tiny terrorist. A tiny dictator.
Tiny dictator.
Oh, man. I wore leggings today for the first time as pants.
What? out.
I know. It was a little liberating. So I wore little booties. I wore my leggings. And I wore a tunic that went down to mid-thigh. But it covered my booty. I don't covered even feel my like belly.
That counts. I don't even feel like that counts.
But I never wear anything not longer than knee length with leggings.
Yeah. I love leggings as pants.
I was so comfortable today. The only thing that was binding me was my goddamn bra.
Yeah.
And it was like a mega sports bra.
Get rid of it.
So like I was slammed in there and jacked up, you know.
Uh-huh. I think that I'm for all of this. I'm all about wearing leggings as pants, man. It's so much more comfortable-er. That's not words. But like
the title of our podcast.
Fuck everybody who has a strong opinion about that. You don't get to decide what I wear as a fat chick. You don't get to decide. Fat chick clothes look terrible. Leggings are
jeans comfortable. To work all last week.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I don't have any jeans that I like. I don't have any jeans that I like the way they fit me or feel. So fuck them. So fuck jeans. Fuck everybody. There's a bug in mine.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Protein.
Gross. I actually was thinking of grabbing a straw to get it out. You know, you just sort of. No, it would never happen. It would never get on my fork. You got to do the straw, and you put the thing over the end of the straw, and then you pull it out with the tiny bit of liquid.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah,
it works. I've always just like fished it out with something else.
No, it works real well.
Or like my own finger, like a
straw situation. Yeah. So, I've been thinking about this on my list for a while, and I keep on forgetting to say it. Did I talk about the condos going into downtown Dexter? Did I bring that up?
The luxury condos that no one can afford? Yes.
Okay.
Well, at least to me.
I meant to bring it up on the podcast. It's driving me insane. First of all, it's affecting the parking near and around my work. So, like, fuck that. They took out, like, a block of parking on three sides. But it's just street parking, so it's not. But, like, still. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of parking spots. Three sides of parking spots that are gone now.
And that's just, like, for construction.
Right.
Elbow room.
Right. And so that fucking sucks. And they are going to be like $330,000+ up to like $750,000. Who's going to buy $500,000 condos?
I don't know, man.
In downtown Dexter for that much money? So you guys, Dexter, when I was growing up, was just like old farming community. You couldn't even get a glass of wine at a single restaurant in downtown Dexter. It was just like hicks and farmers.
Dexter is the town where all the conservatives migrated to that left Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. So I said that to actually one of my old students. I was like, who's going to buy this fucking $500,000 condo in downtown Dexter? And she looks at me totally seriously and was like, the people who can't afford the $1 million ones in downtown Ann Arbor. And I gasped and I was like, oh, those assholes.
I looked at the new luxury condos going in just north of my work.
Yeah.
A mile so they're not north of me.
They're not like, you guys, they're not downtown. They're
no,
far away.
Far, 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 far they're fucking away.
You have to drive to everything from there.
Yeah. I should send you their website and how they tote it as a premier location. Just minutes from the medical center. Just minutes from Central Campus.
I mean,
just minutes from the Traverse Knoll Shopping Plaza. Which is the biggest piece of shit shopping plaza in Ann Arbor. From the, yeah, and $470,000.
Sweet Jesus.
I can't even afford to live a mile from my office.
I know.
And I make too much money to live in Section 8 housing that's right there, too, with all the Asians.
Well, you know, they only have to do that for a limited amount of time. Like, if they do affordable housing in units or whatever, like, or they are Section 8, it only has to be for like 10 years and they get all of the tax breaks and then they can just sell them all for $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, they just redid all of them, so I think they must have got a grant to do it.
Yeah.
Because they looked like shit before, now they look fancy.
So I just have been like, as this construction has been occurring, my mind has just been blown that they're like, and then all of the like reasonably priced downtown apartments are going to go through the fucking roof because that's how supply and demand goes. Mm-hmm. Like, there are apartments.
I don't know what people do for a living to afford these houses.
Neither do I.
Scott and I live very comfortably. We make a healthy salary together.
Mm-hmm.
But together.
Yeah.
If either one of us, if we were to divorce or one of us were to die, I couldn't stay in this house.
Right.
I would literally have to turn around and sell it.
You just move me in.
Can you afford half the mortgage?
I don't even know what your mortgage is.
I will go study.
So, yeah, I can't. I am super concerned about continuing to raise Catherine in whitewashed, conservative Livingston County. I really want her to have diverse friends. I really want her to be exposed to different cultures, different ways of thinking, different ways of life. And that is not going to happen here. They are all racist, rich, white assholes. It's still alive. Is that a fruit fly?
I don't know. The bug that was in my drink is still alive, you guys.
It's walking all around her finger. So I'm like, okay, well, let me look at the pretentious rich areas that are diverse and see if I can afford to live there. The only thing I can afford in Ann Arbor is like a 700 square foot condo. On the south side. Okay.
Yep.
Can't even afford to live by my work on the north side. Forget about the northwest side or the west side or, you know, central. But that's all student housing and student ghetto and stuff anyway. Those are all rental properties. God, I wish I could afford a house on Hill Street. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, but if you were on the far west side, like where on like Delwood.
Yeah.
You could afford a house there.
Yeah, maybe. This house is 200 and I'm super comfortable with that because it allows us to have a life.
Well,
we can afford a larger mortgage, but I don't want to.
Right. Delwood House was 200 10 years ago when we bought it, and it was one of the nicer houses on that area. Yeah. All the rest of them are smaller and older, so.
So then I looked in Novi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is upper class,
yeah,
really white, but it's also very diverse with people of Indian culture and Asian culture and different religions and backgrounds. Our friends that live in that area are like their bus stops, like United Benetton bus ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's like Plymouth Canton, which is still kind of middle class, upper crust diversity. You know, I can't afford to live in a diverse area.
Yeah.
The areas I can afford to live in that are diverse is either just like crazy white ash trash or other undesirable areas.
You could live in Wayne.
Yeah, I looked in downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
I could buy a block of houses, a literal block of houses, five houses.
Okay.
Connected in a city block, mm-hmm, for $80,000.
Ooh, sounds like a great deal.
8,000 square feet. It is 15 bedrooms. It is God knows how many supposedly bathrooms are supposed to be in there. However, it is a gut or demo job.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, I should show you the pictures.
Absolutely.
I don't think there are any windows.
No, I know what I'm imagining. I know.
It is a John project.
Yeah.
A John and Kristen project. So yeah. I don't know. It's such a, I know I'm thinking too much about it, but I just want my daughter to have a better future and I want her to be treated like a human being. And I don't think that's going to happen here.
All right. So thoughts and ideas.
Thoughts and ideas.
When I was a kid in Dexter, my mother felt the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
So she drove me to Ann Arbor for all of my after school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I took swimming at the Y in Ann Arbor. I did dance at a dance school in Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mom talks about this, she goes, and when she had a biracial homeschooled friend as one of her best friends her senior year, I knew I'd done right.
Hashtag white girl problems.
So, yeah.
Or is that hashtag white girl goals?
Hashtag white girl goals. You know, but yeah, she.
I am so thankful Catherine was with Margo for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because she fosters. She has a biracial child herself. Her partner is African American.
So she got, you know.
She got that exposure, but that exposure has ended.
Right.
I believe there's one girl of Indian descent in her current preschool.
So my point, though, anyway, was that you should
go to Southfields for all our after-school activities.
That's too far away, but you should go somewhere else for your after-school activities.
Yeah. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to drive, you know, 45 minutes away, a half hour away to do things.
We were only driving a half hour. I mean, it wasn't the best. We had, like, night out night. But also remember, her bedtime's going to be later eventually, you know?
I don't know. 8 o'clock's a pretty solid bedtime.
I don't know. I just meant at some point, you know, not immediately.
She actually should be going to bed at like 7:30.
She is not interested in that shit.
No, she quit that shit at like 2 years old.
Yeah.
Like 18 months. She was a 7 o'clock bedtime baby for a while.
Yeah, because I would get over there at witching hour and then she would go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my baby hates me.
Man, so, oh, so.
Your child is also shallow. I called her shallow today. She only likes pretty people mm-hmm. and pretty stuff and pretty dresses. I've been reading, I got down the Rebel Girls Bedtime Stories book a few weeks ago, and she only wanted the pretty ones. What happened? You did not raise her like that. I know you did not.
No, I don't know. School, TV, probably TV. Everything she watches is princesses and Barbies.
Fuck them.
I told her she's not allowed to watch Barbie anymore.
Yeah, fuck Barbie. I wasn't allowed to play with Barbies or watch anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom.
She's not supposed to be. I don't. It's too old for her, number one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
She. I use big girl words around her all the time, and she'll ask, is this appropriate for my age, mommy?
Like her with.
Because that's what I ask her. Move by Ludacris. Is that appropriate, Catherine?
Will you put on Move by Ludacris? That's not a kid's song. Not a song for kids. But you do know it.
She's begging me to sing her Kiki tonight to go to bed. No, say Kiki, not Catherine. I was like, but I don't love Kiki. I love Catherine. And I never want to let you go.
Good. Nailed it. I haven't even told you this. The Kink Club is closing. Ascension is closing.
Oh, no.
Like, finally, for good, forever. I didn't even know where all of the, like, freaks and weirdos who I like are going to end up being, but
is it like a club or just somebody's house that they call a club?
No, it's a club. It's an old, like, imagine Bates Motel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but it's been like refurbished many times. So like you go into this like door that used to be the one in the middle where it used to be the where they checked like
the
you
welcome
in.
Yeah, area.
Yeah, and but there was a kitchen right behind there. So like I wonder when that. If that was always there, did they live in that part? Maybe they just lived in that part of the thing. I don't know. And then, like, the other rooms, you know, just have had the walls knocked down in them. So you're just sort of going through these different rooms mm-hmm. that was very clearly a motel way back when. So, yeah. And the guy, actually, who owns it used to live there. It mm-hmm. used to be his house. Like, he used to live at the Kink Club and then also open it up for people
mm-hmm.
to, you know, on weekends and stuff. So, his girlfriend moved out and broke up. They had a podcast together. I actually stopped supporting them on Patreon. I was like, they haven't done a podcast in months. And I actually said something to my friend Kat about it. And she was like, yeah, because, you know, the woman, I'm not going to drop names. Her name is T-Bone. T-Bone, it's not really her name. T-Bone moved out. You know, so, like, ever since then. And then, you know, he was trying to come up with a good way to, like, track people better. And people resisted that a lot, you know, because they wanted to have anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, October 20th is the last party. Last party at the Kink Club.
That's sad.
I know, I am sad. But on that flip side of that, I haven't been going as much because of shit stain. So, yeah. You know. I'm disappointed. I was hoping that there would be a time when it would be, you know, kind of what it was like last summer when all my peeps were there. You know, like you always hope for those things to sort of come back around again. And they don't always, and I know they don't always, but, you know, I still had a lot of friends who would go there, so I was just hoping that, like, I would have events, you know?
That's really good.
I know, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mark and I used to get it all the time because it's from Plum, and we lived right there. So, yeah, so I'm kind of bummed about that, you know? Like, I'm having a lot of feelings. I'm having a lot of feelings about the club closing.
You just have to open up your own.
Yeah. Why can't I be independently wealthy? I was honestly thinking about it. And then I was like, you know, if my parents die, I could just make their house.
You could.
Into
a great big basement.
It's a great big basement. We could just, you know, clean out everything that's there now and just turn it into
an S&M dungeon.
A dungeon. We could turn it into a dungeon. Mm-hmm. And have parties there like twice a month.
Could you start a Kickstarter to raise funds for real estate? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, you are. I don't think he's interested. I think he's not.
No, I mean for yourself.
Oh. You mean when I want to turn my parents' house into a dungeon eventually?
No, when you want to buy your own kink club.
Oh.
Remember that 1970s house we saw in Lansing?
Oh my God,
that would have been perfect. The sunken floors.
So good.
It was legit used to be a swinger house for sure.
I was thinking about
it. Or a porn studio.
I was thinking about a Kickstarter because then I would be able to track people who were my friends who gave, like, if they gave $100 or whatever, they would get this. If they gave $1,000, they would get that. You know, so I could give I could give benefits to people for investing.
Well, yeah, and that investment would include, like, membership.
You know? Right, exactly.
Whatever your membership for the year is.
Right.
To pay your mortgage.
Right. Yeah.
So say you have to pay $1,000 a month. You need $12,000 a year in membership.
But that's the thing. You can't say that it's membership because then you're, quote-unquote, paying for sex. It always has to be, quote-unquote, donations. Hmm.
So the suggested donation to partake, to rent your facility.
Right.
Girl, I'm a wordsmith. I will twist that around for
you. No, we gotta twist it around. Never have I ever gone to a party and been like, I'm choosing not to give my donation and been told I can stay. That's not a thing that you get to do,
right.
You know? So, yeah, I'm bummed about that. What are you bummed about?
Fucking school fundraisers.
Tell me.
Well, I think my sister-in-law ruined me on them because her girls do a gazillion fundraisers a year between selling Girl Scout cookies and traveling with their dance school and whatever other bullcrap they're into. They're always selling something.
But Shannon, they got to go to
New York City and win top scores.
They got to go to Nationals.
Going to Orlando in June for Nationals, which is the one Whitney usually goes to, so I wonder if they'll see him.
You know that those, like, Nationals, they're only for, there's like 20 or 30 different kinds of things. The quote-unquote Nationals is only for one of those. It's not for all dance competitions.
Right.
And it's only just Nationals that company, for that company
that they're dancing through.
And there's a ton of them. There's, you know.
We need to start our own bullshit company and take everyone's money.
I want it to be one where it's like, no, we're really mean. We grade really hard.
No one will give us their money then to compete.
People will.
We'd have to get endorsed by like Juilliard or something.
People who actually value competition will go.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with these is that they want to give everybody recognition so that everybody comes back.
Yeah.
Right?
So?
I think there's a market for us. I think there's a market for us for the people who don't want to see everybody win.
Mm-hmm.
And actually,
it legitimizes it.
Mm-hmm.
It legitimizes your talent and your effort.
Right. Right. That's why the only thing they care about is top five. That's why the only thing they care about on when you watch the Dance Moms, that's the only thing they care about. Did they get first place? Because that's the only thing that actually makes any kind of difference, you know?
Right. So Catherine's preschool, who needs to fundraise for just the shit they need around the house,
mm-hmm.
is selling goddamn Little Caesars pizza kits.
Ew, those are gross.
I'm so tired of this bullshit. And my kid hasn't even started school yet. So I think I'm going to send Carrie a bill that she has to buy X amount.
Because of all of the ones that you've purchased from her.
From her. But they earned $5 per kit for the school. And they did send out the goal. The goal is to have each student earn at least $50 worth of donations. So
I'll give your kid $10 worth of donations. I do not want any fucking pizza kits.
Oh, I'm writing a $50 check and giving it to the school and being like, here's my $50. Leave me alone.
Right.
I am that mom. How much money do you need? Can I just give it to you?
Yeah.
You want a rug? I'll buy you a rug. You want to decorate your house real nice? Just let me know what you need. I will buy it for you.
Yeah. Let's get online. Let's go to orientaltrading.com. We will get
what do you need? I will buy it. Have it shipped directly to you.
Speaking of which, this is funny. I could not remember. I had notebooks at my house, and I've had them at my house for like 6 months.
Are those your calendars dating all the way back to
1982? No. Although my mom was like 6 months pregnant with me at that time. I was almost there at that party.
Almost.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, no. I've had... They're just empty notebooks because I write in notebooks all day, every day, trying to get my kids up to date on homework and notes and whatever. So I keep forgetting to bring them in. So I finally just ordered them. I did order off Amazon. I've ordered two things off of Amazon in the past like 3 months. And this was one of them because I could not fucking remember for weeks and weeks and weeks. I've been out of space in my notebooks. I could not remember to bring a notebook from home. I would be like brushing my teeth. I'd be like, ooh, remember to bring a notebook today. And then I would forget. Or I would like write myself a note and the timer, I'd set it for PM instead of AM. So it did like, I did this many, many times. So I just finally fucking ordered them from Amazon so that they would be delivered at my office. So I would finally have notebooks again.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Cause I'm stupid. So.
Now you have two stashes of notebooks.
I have two. It's not like I'm not going to use them. I go through them. Ooh, we were talking about Ascension and shit stain. I have a very exciting story about that. Although, okay, like let's couch this in. I was kind of an asshole to my friend, right? So my friend was texting me and was like, yeah, I went to so-and-so's apartment the other day. And I don't even remember. And she was like, talking about it, she was like, yeah, but that guy that you told me to avoid was there, and he actually started a fight and the cops got called. And I was like, why does that make me so happy? That makes me so happy. And my friend was like, yeah, I really needed to get out of there. And I was like, I am so happy right now because I want everybody in the community to know what a piece of shit he is and shun him. But my friend is telling me how scary the situation was and that she needed to get out of there. And my response is just, I am so happy right now. The more details you give me, the happier I am. She was like, he was terrifying. I was scared. And I was like, fucking good. Because I was like, I am so sorry that I was not being emotionally appropriate to you.
It's like Survivor's PTSD. It's like, finally, someone knows what I'm talking about. Someone shares the same worry, the same, you know, feelings. I am so happy that you got assaulted by him because now you know how I feel.
And nothing bad.
I'm not lying.
Nothing bad actually happened to her. And
that's like the gist of it, you know?
Yeah, I was.
Unfortunately, you're like, yes, high five for being assaulted. Because now you know what it feels like. I'm not the only crazy one.
Now we all know.
So did he get arrested?
I don't know. I was actually going to scroll back into the messages. Okay, so she goes, I went to a party at their place with another bunch of people from the club, including that person you told me to watch out to. And then she said, I said, I'm so mad that friend of ours, that whose house she was at, friends with Shit Stain. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, Shit Stain caused a scene so loud that the cops got called. What an ass. And then she goes, yeah, it was so violent and hateful. And after she said that, I go, wow. And I just keep feeling better about it. Because I'm an asshole. Because I want everybody to know what a fucking piece of shit he is. And finally I said, I did not mean to minimize your feelings about this. I'm glad you got out of there safely. Yeah, fuck yeah. It's good though that that people are seeing what a piece of shit he is. Mm-hmm. Because he is a piece of shit. Because I'm not wrong.
Right. And I'm glad that the majority of people believe you anyway.
Yeah.
And they keep their eye out on him.
It just sucks that
they still let him come around knowing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that Kavanaugh guy. Yeah, he rapes everyone he dates. But he's a great party guy, so let's keep him around.
Right. Yeah, just like that. I mean, you guys, you know, those of you who are of the male gender who have been having a hard time sort of understanding this, this guy did something to me against my consent and then gaslighted me about it. And then dated a girl who was 17, beat her for fun, beat a child for sexual pleasure and gratification. And he was allowed around at the club so much so that, and started going so much that I stopped going to my club. Mm-hmm. The reason he even knew about it in the first place was I took him there when he and I were friends. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, that's the type of shit that women are dealing with all the time. This guy who assaulted me, who everybody knows assaulted me, was allowed to be out and about. And I had to stop going. Mm-hmm. Like, why are women not furious all the time? Mm-hmm. Actually, I got in some good arguments today.
That what reminds me. Did you see the post from the professor who asked his class? He drew male symbol, female symbol. Guys, what are you afraid of?
What do you do every day to keep from getting...
Yeah, he said sexually assaulted, but you could just say assaulted.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because that's what we're afraid of, just getting assaulted, is level one. And level two is like, well, because I'm getting assaulted, there's a good chance it's going to lead to a sexual assault. Right. So,
yes.
There's like one thing on the guys' list.
They laughed. And they were like, I don't.
50 on the women's side.
Yeah, it was like, I check the back of my car before I get in my car. Yeah. I put my keys in between my knuckles. Mm-hmm. I
do that all the time.
Yeah, I lock my door at night. I put my lights on all night. My parents have been gone. I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I've been leaving the lights on all night because my parents aren't at home. Because
you live in the middle of fucking nowhere and anyone could break into your house if they wanted to.
Yep. So. I've been locking every single door, like lock and deadbolt, you know?
So my friend Mandy posted, because someone actually typed up what he had written and put it into a picture. And my friend Mandy posted it on her site and on her Facebook. And I said something, and then, God damn it, woman who likes that boot on her neck commented, well, my husband does at least 5 of these things because he's a real man and protects his family and the ones he loves. And I'm just like, God damn it.
Eat
shit.
Like,
that's not the fucking point, you cunt.
Yeah.
And the fact that you feel like you have to justify your man as a good man, good for fucking you. I'm so glad he's so goddamn woke. You know, just like.
It doesn't even sound like he is, though.
No, he's not. So, like, of course.
To be cognizant of shit and just be the type of person who thinks about locking your door. Like, that doesn't make you aware of what a woman's experience is like.
No. He's just doing things you should do when you're in a weird situation to begin with.
Right.
If you're in an area you're unfamiliar with, both men and women should be taking the same precautions.
Yeah.
The point of the experiment was, is guys don't even think about it. Women think about it constantly.
Yeah. There was another one that I saw today that was, the thread was, women, it was a thought experiment. What would you do if men had a 9 p.m. curfew?
Oh my God. I'd be able to go out and party.
Yeah, I would. I would go out dancing without worrying. I would go out and have fun.
I'd go dancing in the streets.
I'd go for a walk at night. I'd go jogging at night.
Running. Yeah.
These are all things that I personally have thought, and those were also the things on the list. And this man was like, oh my God, I have traveled to other countries and walked around late at night with my headphones on and not even thought about it and did not realize this was gender privilege. And this other guy goes, how are women not angry all the time? And this woman was like, oh, we are.
We are.
We are. And then, of course, so that was the thread. And then, of course, all of the comments on Facebook were just like... trash. Yeah. And this guy was like, you know, well, men are the victims of violence more than women. Okay, you want to know why? Because men don't think they have to do that shit. and women do, because we are constantly on guard protecting ourselves. Mm-hmm. If women weren't on guard protecting themselves all the time, because they are always blamed for their own, when they're the victims of violence, you know, they're always blamed for all of the crimes perpetrated against them. I forgot where I was going. Anyway, it's not funny when I get mad.
Yeah.
But I, this guy was like, women can carry guns with them at night if they want to too. Like, this is not on the guys. And I go, one, I'm a terrible shot. Two, I don't have the time or money to become a good shot. Three, in all caps, I shouldn't.
I'm gonna shoot myself.
I shouldn't fucking have to carry a gun. Right,
exactly.
I shouldn't have to. Yeah. I shouldn't have to.
My friend Jennifer carries a gun in Florida.
Yeah.
Because the area she lives in has become so, like, peppered with violence.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing about
those. She feels safer carrying a gun to protect her children.
That's the thing about that, too, though, is that, like, in close range situations, you're just as likely for somebody to be able to get it away from you and shoot you. Yeah. You know, like, I don't even feel like carrying a gun is safer.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. So Mandy, God bless her heart, was super sweet. Oh, your husband's such a great guy. And then I instantly messaged her. I was like, God damn it! Blah! And that's when I had the brainchild for Giving Thanks for Women Month.
Yeah! We are going to do that next month.
So for November, we are going to attempt to have a female guest on the podcast every week. And we're going to have them tell their stories and the amazing things that they do in life. We're going to have a friend, Christina, that you guys heard from our reaction podcast from The Good Place is going to be on. She's in STEM. She's a scientific researcher who does amazing work and makes bank.
Yeah.
You know, her husband's a stay-at-home dad.
Because she's the one.
She's amazing.
Yep. Well, she was my lab partner in bio. Did you know that?
No,
that's how
I didn't.
That's how we met. She was my bio lab partner. And she was the one who totally, like, I was already a vegetarian at that point, and she was like cutting open the rat, like wide open, being like, look! And I was like, uh-huh. Oh, this is also a hilarious story. Side story about my friend, Christina. We had one with plants where we were we were putting these jelly things on them that had different hormones, and we were putting it at different ends of the plant to see what happened when we, like, did this to the bud or did that to the bud, how it would grow, right? Because some things stunt it and make it grow out. Some things make it grow higher. Mm-hmm. So that was what we were playing with on this plant. And at the end, they were like, you can take your plant or we're going to throw the plants away. So Christina agreed to take our plant from our bio, you know, thing. And we also agreed to meet that night for drinks. So she shows up at the bar. I think it was a Chili's or, you know, some chain restaurant. And so she shows up holding this big plant and she goes, table for two, please.
They're like,
she goes, I think they thought that the plant was my two.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really funny.
So Mandy's going to be on it too. She has been training to do like neuropath stuff, massage stuff. She's doing a lot of holistic stuff. She's also a crunchy granola mom like me and is really into women's health and advocacy, breastfeeding, all that jazz. We're going to have Maggie 2 back.
We love Maggie 2.
We need to message her and get her on board.
Oh, you guys, if you missed the episode when Maggie 2 was here, you should go back and listen to it.
It's probably gone.
It is really funny. Really?
Yeah, I cleaned house.
Oh.
Because it's brand new year, so.
Gotcha.
I could post it as a throwback Thursday or throwback Tuesday type of thing.
Well, if you want to. I just thought since it was not that long ago, it would still be
It was not that long ago, but.
Okay.
I did a house cleaning when we started our new season.
Gotcha. So. Well, then never mind. You can't do that. Fuck you.
However, if you support us, people, if you just PayPal or Venmo or Cash Me Money, we can upgrade our Podbean subscription and give you all the Shannon and Maggie shit back, not just the last 6 months. I'm going to ask everyone to read their favorite Rebel Bedtime Girl story on the podcast. So we have a few things in store. Should be a lot of fun.
I think I might do Madame Curie.
Yeah.
Just because
there's a lot of to work with there.
There's a lot. First of all, I do.
Like, how did you not realize that was potentially dangerous?
First of all, I do love Marie Curie. Like, of course I do.
Yeah, she's a pioneer.
She is a pioneer, and she's a genius. And
so smart, though, that she didn't realize
that she was going to die of radiation poisoning. I actually added that into the story when I was reading it to your daughter. I was like, and then she died of radiation poisoning, the end.
She died?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
All the good ones do, Catherine.
Yeah.
I think Catherine the Great and Elizabeth I are in that book, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I read her Catherine the Great. She didn't want me to because she didn't look pretty in the picture.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. I called her shallow.
I'll cut all her hair off and make her wear, like, raggedy clothes or something.
I cut my hair off.
Looks cute. I like it.
Do you? I don't believe you because you didn't say anything until I told you.
No, I saw a picture of it the other day. You posted a picture of it and showed it off somewhere, like Snapchat or something.
I did show it off on Snapchat when I got it done.
I was already prepared for when you came into the house.
Yeah. I got a little asymmetrical bob going on. Yeah,
but it's long still. It's not like short.
That's what a bob
funky.
Is. Yeah. A bob is like chin length. Mine's higher than chin length. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, all we did was cut up the back. I was told her that. So my problem is I kind of ran out of money. And I was like, I don't have money to get my hair done anymore. And I was like, I'm just going to box dye it. And she was like, don't you fucking dare. You're going to turn your head orange. And I was like, okay. And she was like, you'll come back to me with money eventually. And I said, isn't it going to be really hard to get these roots done? And she was like, it won't be as bad as you doing box dye on your hair. So she was like, it is not hopeless yet. And I was like, it feels hopeless. And she was like, you are not at hopeless yet. How dare you come in here with only two options? Because I was like, we're either going bob or pixie. And I was like, I almost shaved my head because money is tight. Yeah. And we're going on a trip this weekend.
Hey, players. We're going to Jacksonville.
One of the top 10 swamp cities in Florida.
Airtight.
Yeah. My friend Donkey Doug. I just love the nickname Donkey Doug.
Pillboy.
Pillboy. Pillboy. So yeah.
I think we should nickname Javi Pillboy.
He's making me drive downtown and I don't want to. And he keeps on being like, you know where you're going. Okay, listen, I have this confession to make. When I went with Mark in 2010, and it was February of 2010, and I had just moved away in January of 2007. So I'd only been gone for 3 years. I got lost.
Well, we have fucking GPS on our phones. It's not like we're not going to be able to find the bar.
Shannon, I had GPS in my car. I had a TomTom. I was doing Pure Romance at the time. Mm-hmm. I had a GPS. I still got lost more than once. So I'm like,
you know, I could drive and we just won't tell the rental company.
I feel like that's a terrible idea. Every time you drive, you get in an accident. Not you, personally. Anytime someone drives when they're not supposed to be driving a rental, it goes poorly. Okay. Shannon's looking at me like I'm insane.
You're insane.
I'm really nervous about it. I definitely. So, yeah, that was 2010. That was almost 9 years ago now. I definitely don't know my way around anymore.
That's what our really high-tech smartphones are for.
I thought Javi was going to drive me and I wouldn't have to worry about
You're actually just pissed that you have to drive now and you can't drink as much as you want to, which is why I volunteered to drive.
I'm not drinking at all. Fuck that. I don't know my way around downtown.
Yeah, so now you have to go to iBar, your favorite bar in the world, and you can't drink.
And I have to drive. The driving part is also giving me panicking. Why don't we just Uber? I don't know how far away Javi lives, but that might be a reasonable choice. So, but like I said in our text messenger plan, I was like, we are smart planners. You and I can both figure it out. I just feel frustrated by
it. You're worrying about it, and you just need to woosah.
Okay. Julie said she might call off work for us on Friday, and we can just hang out by your pool all afternoon.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I was like, yes, Maggie getting some nap time in.
She's like, bring a suit. I'm like, that's a whole outfit in my bag.
Yeah.
I'm not like an 18-year-old who has little string bikinis she can just throw in a Ziploc sandwich bag and throw in her carry-on.
I have a tankini that is small.
Have you seen my body? Nothing small goes on this body.
It's not that different.
I have a tankini too. It's a three-piece. It's a bottom. It's a bra. It's a tank. Shit takes up a gallon-sized bag.
My tankini doesn't have like a boob part in it. That is the part that takes up a lot of space. I've got it. Wear your swimsuit.
On the plane?
Instead of a bra.
Oh, I could wear my swimsuit bra.
Yeah.
As a bra.
Right.
It is a cute bra.
It's okay. I'm sure you'll figure it out because you're a good planner. You're good at figuring things out.
And it's going to be 90 now, and now I don't know what to do for clothes because I don't own shorts. I own leggings and jeans.
Dude, I already knew.
And dresses.
When we were there.
My chub rub is not, it's not going to last 3 days.
Okay, so when we were there 2 years ago, it was the end of September.
I know, I forgot. And then you got dehydrated and really fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
I was remembering that today on the bathroom.
Yep.
On the toilet.
Was that when I, were you?
While I was peeing.
Was I texting you on the toilet? Were you on the toilet while I was texting?
No, I was at my desk. And then when I went to the toilet, I was like, oh, yeah. That's the year Meg got really fucked up. And it was September, October-ish.
It was October 1st. It was my mom's birthday that day.
Yep. And you went on a family vacay and you did the beer, wine, and cheese bullshit. And you got jacked up because you did not keep hydrated.
Yeah.
And that was like, God damn it, it's going to be 90. I got
overheated. This is me with a towel on my head.
That looks like Mandy.
That's Disney mom.
Yeah.
I call her mom. Her name's Jen. So, yeah, that was me with my dehydration.
Dole Whip. Where's Dole Whip in Epcot?
It's not normally in Epcot, but they have it at the little like snack station for food and wine. Mm. And you can also get it with rum in it. But I don't want it with rum in it. I just want a Dole Whip.
A la natural.
I just want
we did not get one with Lisa when we went because the lines were too long.
Yeah. So my also plan for us is to go into like inside the American Adventure and hang out in the air conditioning and go inside Mexico and hang out in the air conditioning. We're going to spend some time in the air conditioning.
I think we need to watch the really bad 1970s French movie too.
Yes, let's do
that. In
the
air conditioning.
Yes. So we're going to hang out and we're going to get cool.
We're going to go see all the movies at Epcot.
Yes. There's China and Canada. So we have three.
I did them all as a child. When we did Epcot, we started in the front because, you know, you're like, ouch, we'll just walk around the whole thing. We'll start on one side and walk around and all the way back to the front. Well, we did the one side of science stuff in the front, and then we literally hit every single country and did every activity in that country.
Oh, that's fun.
And that was the day. We didn't even do the other half of the science stuff.
There's not time to do it all.
So, I remember all those bad movies, and they still have not changed.
I know, it's so good.
Since 1992.
It's so good.
Even Lisa was like, France doesn't look like that. I was like, I know, man, that this video is definitely from the 70s.
Yeah. Well, early 80s.
Yeah.
Because it opened.
For sure.
It opened in 1982.
Yeah.
The same year I was born. On October 1st.
Yeah.
It was the 36th anniversary. Yesterday is today the 2nd.
So tell me about the pin shit. Like, if I find a cast member that has a really cool pin on that I want, I just ask them for
you
it.
You have to trade.
I have to trade a pin with them.
Okay. Yeah. Why, do you have pins?
I have pins.
But you like all of your pins.
Yeah. So I'll buy a starter set with decoy pins I don't give a fuck about.
That's exactly what you do. That's exactly what you do.
But what are the probabilities that I'll actually find a cast member with a cool pin?
Very low. So what I would do, honestly, is take any of the pins that you have that you don't care about at all. Mm-hmm. I only got pins that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got special pins, glow-in-the-dark pins. Like,
just buy them. Like, I don't care about the lanyard and the trading.
Okay,
I just buy the pins I like.
Here's an idea, then. Buy one that is not super spectacular and special, but that you like. Like, buy a Mickey that's an American flag or something that, I mean, I don't know what you're going to like. But, like, buy something that's not outstanding, but that you still would like to have. And then if a cast member has one that you really want, then you can trade them that one. You can trade them that one that you just bought that is not outstandingly special, but still nice.
Do guests trade with each other?
They can, but they rarely do. That was the whole idea originally, was that guests could be like, hey, can I trade you for your pin? But people are so, like, special.
Protective.
Protective and particular about how what they are, like, getting for themselves, that that has never actually. But that was the whole idea. The whole idea was that it was pin trading and that everybody would trade with each other. But that's not how that worked out. Mm-hmm. It's just people trading with cast members. Mm-hmm.
Get on those 12 pieces of flair there. Mm-hmm. It's 9 a.m. Let's go.
That's right.
Well, I'm super excited for our weekend getaway.
Me too. It's gonna be fun. I'm so excited to go to Halloween Horror Nights. Like, I'm really excited about that. Did you know that there's a Voodoo Donuts now at City Walk? Are you guys familiar with Voodoo Donuts? It is a very fucking famous donut place from Portland.
There was a Voodoo Donuts in LA.
Yeah, they're originally from Oregon, and they've sort of trickled down the West Coast a little bit. They're apparently very well known, very popular. They opened one at Universal in Universal City Walk.
Anaheim.
I could not come up with that.
That's
word.
Not Anaheim. It's actually Burbank.
Yeah, Burbank,
you know, LA.
You guys know what we're talking about. And then, of course, they also opened one in Orlando. But then there's also the Chocolateterium. That's not what it's called. Chocolate Emporium, the chocolate toothsome chocolate emporium. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to figure out what kind of junk food we're going to get, what kind of junk dessert. I'm already thinking about it. I'm dreaming of junk dessert.
When my mom went to LA and they went to Universal as a group for the conference she was at.
Okay.
She came back and was telling her stories about her trip. And she's like, yeah, I really wanted to go to Hard Rock, but it was too far away from the hotel for me to walk. And I didn't want to take a taxi. And I looked at her, I was like, you know there's a Hard Rock at Universal, right? No. Like, did you not use your Google map ever that weekend? Don't people do their research before they go on vacation? I am always looking at maps.
Yeah.
I knew my way around New York City, and I had never been to New York City because I studied the fucking map for like 6 months before we went.
Yeah.
I guess that's my nerdery, like, thing. When I travel, I look at the maps. I kind of memorize where we're going to be. I look and see what's around. What can we do? I make lists. I star everything in my Google Maps so I know what we're doing and where we're going. So I was like, Mom, there was a Hard Rock right there at City Walk, right next to Universal. Oh, I didn't see that. I was like, you have to walk by it to leave.
Oh, Cheryl.
So my mom missed Hard Rock.
Yeah.
I did not. We actually ate there and stared at Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, my God. I want Voodoo Donuts, you guys. So I went to Oberlin over the weekend to visit Joseph and Ashley. And we go to this bar called The Fev. It's actually where we did Joseph's bachelor party for reasons that were not my fault. But that's neither here nor there. But we went there. We always go there. They have amazing brunch on the weekends. And the owner of the Fev just went to Portland and got himself a case of Voodoo Donuts from Voodoo Donuts. And so they were serving French toast with caramel sauce and fried Voodoo Donuts on it.
Nice.
And that's what I had for brunch on Saturday. It was so good. And then Joseph was like, bring me Voodoo Donuts. And I was like, in what?
We're flying Spirit, fucker. We're lucky if we can get ourselves home at this point.
Right. I can't buy anything. I'm not allowed to purchase.
Yeah, no.
There's no souvenirs on this trip.
Souvenirs are tiny. They have to fit in the carry-on.
And
you can ship them back home.
They actually refuse to ship their donuts. They say that they don't hold up integrity.
Oh, no. I was talking about, like, Disney shit.
Oh, yeah. You can get your Disney shit shipped. That's correct. But I just, yeah, because I was like, can you order Voodoo Donuts and have them send them to you? Nope. Can't do it. They won't do it. They say that their Voodoo Donuts don't hold up to the, like, quality that they want them to be.
Yeah, so it's valid. It can take 2 to 4 days to get anywhere unless you're going to FedEx that shit overnight. Ben's Chili Bowl in Washington, D.C. will ship, but you pay out the nose for it, and it's packed in dry ice.
Right.
So my cousin Ben, once a year, orders himself some chili and hot dogs, and he pays $100 for this, like, little gift box full of food to be shipped to California from Washington, D.C. But, you know, lips and assholes are already preserved, and
right.
chili lasts forever, so.
Yeah. So you and I have to decide if we're going to go to the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium and get, like, some just vulgar milkshakes, or if we're going to go get Voodoo Donuts.
Both.
Okay,
both. Aren't we on the track for diabetes?
Diabetes track! We're on it!
Hashtag diabetes track.
Diabetes track. And then we're going to Halloween Horror Nights. Julie was like, I invited Amanda, but her ticket doesn't include it. And then I invited Rebecca, and I was like, isn't Rebecca working 100% of the time? Plus, I don't get along with Amanda anymore. We were great friends way back when, but she is a conservative ding-dong, and we do not get along anymore. I only ever talk to her online to argue with her, even though I adored her when we worked together.
Isn't that always how it happens?
Yes, it is. It is how it happens. And then, yeah, and then we're going to Food and Wine, and I have my list that I read you guys last week, and then we're going to,
Ibar.
We're going to downtown. Javi wants to, like, bar hop and hit up all the bars and that we used to go to, and I was like, okay.
You're too old for that shit, man.
We're doing it. This is the one last time. One last night out. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped about all of this. It's going to be great. So I also was talking about visiting the baby.
Yeah.
She was so funny. So first of all, she's recently started on food, but it's just, you know, like very mushy baby food.
Yeah.
Obviously, because that's what babies eat. And so now she started having like stinky food farts, you know?
Like you do.
And so I leaned back on my back to give her some tummy time on my tummy. And when I did that, she let out this huge long fart where it's just like,
she scared herself.
She did. She scared herself and started crying. And
what was that?
So then I start laughing because, I mean, one, right. the fart is smelly. Hilarious. Two, it was long. It was one of the ones that come up at like
even the dog was like, girl.
It came up with a question mark at the end.
Shit up. Uh-huh.
And so
girl, that stank it.
When I started laughing at her, it made her just cry harder. So
amazing.
It was hilarious. And I also took videos of her. And this was precious, although I didn't have enough devices. So I'd let her watch the videos of herself, and she would smile gleefully. She would smile gleefully watching herself just babble. I was like, she must be saying something hilarious. Because later, one of the noises she makes is, So I made it back at her, and she started sobbing immediately. So apparently I said something very offensive in baby talk.
Oops.
I said something very hurtful. So that was my whole list. Do you have anything else that you wanted to bring up or talk about?
No, I didn't feel like I had a ton, but that was some really good content.
Yeah, I feel good about that too. It's when we wing it and it goes well that it's the best. But it just, my brain's not always fully capable of that. Mm-hmm. So, I hope you guys liked this episode, and if you didn't...
Yeah, it wasn't 1,000% man-hating, so...
You can, if you don't like it, you can give me a rim job. Bringing it back around. Woo!
You can Susan suck the beat.
All right, guys, so find us everywhere. We are That More Thing. And you can find me on Twitter and interact with me there because I am Maggie and I'm on Twitter at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party Everywhere.
And this has been episode...
Not Shannon's Party Everywhere.
Just...
At Shannon's Party.
At Shannon's Party.
Comma.
On all of the things.
Everywhere.
And this has been episode 183.
I think so, maybe.
I just made that up. Well, let's go with it. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.